Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you a couple verses from Isaiah chapter 62 and talk to you about having an attitude that says, you will give God no rest. Let's see what I mean here. Isaiah chapter 62, verses 6 and 7, where we read this. I have set watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They shall never hold their peace day or night. You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep quiet silent and give him no rest till he establishes and till he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. In the earlier portions of the book of Isaiah, the prophet warned Judah of the coming invasion and devastation at the hands of the Babylonians. Yet Isaiah, a true prophet of the Lord, could not give such bad news without also giving them the good news. God would restore Israel and bring his people back from captivity. God made rich promises to defend Jerusalem for his people. It was as if God said, yes, I will allow Jerusalem to be conquered by the Babylonians, yet I will bring you back, restore you, and give you safety and security again one day. Isaiah chapter 62, verse 1 says, for Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until her righteousness goes forth as brightness. Now, later on in verses 6 and 7, this is what God says to Israel. I have set watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. Because God loved and rejoiced over Zion, he would protect them. Though the Babylonians conquered them before, the day would come when he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Now, the duty of these particular watchmen mentioned in verses 6 and 7 of Isaiah 62, the duty of these watchmen is especially wonderful. They weren't watchmen who looked for threats and then warned the people. They aren't watchdogs that looked for error and then exposed it. No, this is a duty that God does give to a few people, and we pray that those who take such duty also receive the grace to do such a difficult job in truth and in love. No, the watchmen Isaiah spoke of here in Isaiah 62 have a different, constant duty. They shall never hold their peace day or night. You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent and give him no rest until he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. These watchmen are prayer warriors who constantly pray, giving God no rest until God's people and his city are restored. God does not rest regarding his concern for Jerusalem and for his people. It shows us that God does not want these watchmen of prayer to stop their prayers for Israel. It also shows us that God wants his people to bother him, to give him no rest when they pray for the deliverance of Israel. When it comes to prayer, we are to give God no rest. Can you imagine such an invitation from God to his people? He invites us, he virtually commands us, to bother him in prayer all the time. This applies to all of us, yet especially to those who consider themselves watchmen. Their greatest work should be done in prayer. God tells us to keep asking him, to keep pressing him, to lay hold of his strength with all of our strength. All of this and more are included in that great invitation, give him no rest. So, boldly come to God today. You really won't bother him because he invites you to do it.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.